Welcome back to Conversations with Carlisle. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, joined by the man himself, Coach Carlisle. Coach, how are you doing on this Tuesday morning?
Doing well. Good morning, good people.
And don't have a lot of games to talk about this week, Coach, but we do have two, and mainly the game against Lawrence North, and then Saturday we had the game as well where you guys were able to bounce back and get a nice W. Kind of a, just talk about what went down this week, what you liked and what you didn't like from both games, I guess. We'll get into specifics in a little bit.
Well, Lawrence North, they out-toughed us. That's what I did not like. We kind of allowed Webster to control the game, where it be physically or just with his intellect and IQ for the game. He was able to control the game, get in the paint and force rotations and throw it to shooters. And then even if we rotated off of Brennan Miller, he was able to find him multiple times. And our effort, we didn't show a whole bunch of effort. Towards the end, I put in the young guys, and they kind of got us back in the game. And then when I put the starters back, then we was able to cut the lead a little bit and get a little closer than what it was. Still was a double-digit loss and probably our worst loss of the year. But then to come back on Saturday in the early game, those guys, they wanted to move the game up because their girls was playing Pike in the regional championship game where they ended up winning, but we had to move the game up. So it was kind of inconvenient for us because we played at 2:30 and 4 as opposed to our regular 6 and 7:30. But I felt like we came out with a lot of energy, played together and show what we could be if we put all our ducks in a row and we played Ben Davis brand of basketball.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. There was not a lot of rest between those two games at all, less than 24 hours, in fact. Were you worried about how the rotations might be at all?
Not really. I mean, when you get smacked in the face the way we did on Friday night, then it's either you put up or for a better, or lack of a better word, shut up. So we had to. That's one thing about basketball that's different than other sports. For the most part, you have to be ready. You have to forget the last game, whether it be a win or a loss. You have to quickly get ready for the next one. So we were able to do it. I was pleased for the most part of how we played on Saturday, but not so much as how we played on Friday.
And Saturday, I feel like the biggest difference between both the games was really on Saturday. I mean, I don't know if you noticed this or felt it, how it impacted the game. But really, instead of one guy scoring 25-plus or 20-plus, it really felt like everyone was going. I mean, I think five different people had double digits. We had Sherman Moss had 10 points. TJ Miner had 12. Jeremiah Murphy had 12. Jayshon had 14. And Lewis Harvey had 12. So just kind of talk about, I guess, how nice is it to be when the chemistry really starts showing and everyone starts getting involved?
Man, most times with good teams, they take on the characteristics of the coach. And I think one thing that you could say about me, especially with the good teams that we had over the years here, is that we shared the ball and we play well together. For some reason, it hasn't materialized consistently with this group. And hopefully this is a sign of things to come. Naturally, for me, I've always played on teams that didn't have a per se star, but had a collection of guys that got it done. And that's what I would always want for my groups. Firstly, because it's hard to scout if you have to worry about five guys as opposed to one. And it makes it harder for them to guard us if we have five guys that are threats as opposed to one or two.
And on that Friday game, we saw an incredible JV game. And your JV team has really been good. I believe they're still undefeated, correct?
Correct.
And how closely have you been keeping an eye on those JV games? Maybe, just looking at some guys that maybe not maybe this season, but maybe not, that could get some minutes. But, you know, next season, just keeping your eye on that team because they've been really good this season.
I mean, Coach Butler and Coach Person have done an outstanding job with that group. Those groups, I think this will probably be the third or the fourth time that since Coach Butler's been the head coach, they've been undefeated. Some of it usually is because we may have some juniors or some guys that should probably be on varsity, but they play some JV. But this year is really only sophomores on JV, and they've been doing an outstanding job. And of course, we're watching it because JV is not a demotion, but it's just a way for those guys to get reps. It's a way for those guys to develop and be ready when their number's called on varsity. So we always go watch, you know, we watch the JV game and we go check out the freshmen just to see, you know, how those guys are progressing and how and what they can do to fit in with the varsity group.
Looking at Lawrence North, very good team on the paper, obviously. 17-3 this season. It's obviously a program that's had some pretty historic players. What was kind of the game plan going into Lawrence North, and was there anything specifically that you felt like felt flat in the game plan?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest game plans that we had was to kind of limit Webster and limit
Brendan Miller.
Miller, those two guys. And then we knew that they would put Miller in the middle and spread shooters around. And I didn't think that we did a good enough job of making it tough for him. He did. I don't think he did much one-on-one. Most of his points came from Webster penetrating and drawing defense and then him dropping them off to him for easy ones. Majority of the times where he tried to go and score, I thought that we executed fairly well. He didn't shoot a great percentage when he tried to go and do it himself, but we didn't do a good enough job of rotating the shooters and staying in front of Webster.
Prior to the Lawrence Central game, you guys were 1-4 in your last five. Coming off that huge win against Lawrence Central, 75-59. How much did you notice any just, I don't want to say necessarily, but did you just see much more like life lifted in your players, a little bit more, I don't want to say a weight lifted off, but just finally a little bit of more positivity coming in off of a win?
Man, I think and when you're in those kind of, I guess, points or positions in the season, ebbs and flows, you know, we had a 10-game win streak and then we went 1-5. In the last five, and leading into, you always want to be playing your best basketball in March or leading into March. So we had, for lack of a better word, come to Jesus meeting on Saturday morning, and hopefully, man, those words that were spoken and the plea from the coaching staff for those guys to just trust us and do the things that we asking them to do will carry on until this Friday at Cathedral in the last two games that we have of the season. And especially leading into the sectionals the first week of March.
Well, let's talk about the Fighting Irish, like you just stated. It's 3 days from now on Friday. It's a game against Cathedral. Looking ahead, another great program, another great team that you guys are facing this year, just three losses on the season, I believe. So when we look at that, we really look at, in my opinion, their top two main guys on why they're really so good, and I don't know how much scouting you guys have been able to do within the last couple of days or whatever, but we look at the two players for me, Keaton Aldridge and Julian Smith, the two leading scorers on this team, and Coach Carlo, it's really not close. Right behind them is someone with 9.6 points per game, but those two average about 17.9 and 17.6 respectively. If you've had a game plan on those two, and overall, what just kind of is your game plan for the Fighting Irish and some of your keys?
I mean, we play these guys every year. We play them in the summer, so we're fairly knowledgeable of what they're going to do, and vice versa with us. It's an opponent who we play often, so yeah, we have a good idea of what Keaton's going to do. We have a good idea of what Juju, what he's going to do. So we'll try our best to limit those guys and make sure that the guys, like you said, that are not necessarily the top guys don't get a chance to have a career day.
Yeah, and Cathedral, they're also a pretty, they're more of a fast pace. They like to be aggressive. Just what overall can you take from the massive win against Lawrence Central, and what can you really utilize from that game? What message are you going to apply from the Lawrence Central game into the contest on Friday against Cathedral?
Man, for me, it's about us, not necessarily about them and whomever we're playing moving forward. It's got to be what Ben Davis does and how Ben Davis does it moving forward for us to have success.
And they're very, I guess, draw foul heavy team. They so far this year, they've drawn 483 free throw attempts. That is way less. The national average is 234. So far, coming down to the thick of the season, what can you do to just make sure your team is staying less aggressive and not biting into sending the Fighting Irish to the line?
Man, that's an adjustment that has to be made in game. Sometimes you go in with a plan and then you get hit, like Mike Tyson said, and you have to adjust. So it just depends on how the refs are calling the game. It is a home game for us, so hopefully they don't get a friendly whistle for them. But you know, it's been like that all year for us. Our opponents have outshot us, especially at the line. So especially in attempts, not necessarily in frequency. But we have to make sure that we are locked in on our game plan. Make sure that defensively we just keep guys in front and we don't gamble. And then when we get to the position where we can impact the ball, we stay down and force them to make shots over us, not try to block shots or go for steals.
And I guess finally here, it seemed like a lot of the time against Lawrence North and a little bit too against Lawrence Central, the mistakes you guys were making, I feel like, was going too quickly in transition, maybe, especially on the Lawrence North game. You weren't necessarily slowing down and getting the best opportunities you could have got, just trying to match the pace. What can you do to make sure that once you're crashing the boards or when you're getting loose turnovers, that you can play the correct pace but not play too quickly that it's going to lead to a turnover?
Man, I don't think it's the pace. I think that's a pace that we're comfortable with. I just think that the guys who have the ball and are making these decisions have to make better ones. If the guys in front of them, I think if we just pitch the ball as opposed to dribbling it up, then we'll have more success. And those are things that we've preached and we've been talking about since June, you know, so we have to execute it at a better rate. We had those opportunities. If you have a 3-on-1 or a 4-on-2, then you have to score. So a lot of these opportunities that we're leaving on the table are the difference within the game. So I don't think we need to slow the pace down. I think we just have to execute better when we get those opportunities.
Essentially just making much better decision-making.
Better decisions and better execution on the decisions that we're making.
With that being said, Coach Carlisle, you have a game this Friday against Cathedral. WBDG will have it. I believe it's a 7:30 tip time, is it? Let's check.
I believe so, yes.
7:30. So 7:30 against Cathedral as the regular season is winding down. Hard to believe that a season felt like it just started. So, but with that being said, I've been your host, Bryson Hill, of course, here on Conversations with Carlisle. It's been the man himself, Coach Carlisle. Thank you for joining me.